Running an organization really changed me. I believe in myself more than I did before. I'm still very optimistic as far as solving the problem, but along the way it's hard. Like, I know along the way, I know it will be hell till we do it, but I know it we'll do it.
You said at your interview, give me, you know, give us 5 or 10 years and the problem will be solved. Do you still believe that?
Yeah.
You really do still believe that?
Yes. Yeah. When I just started working here, I said 5 years. And now I'm thinking, I don't think it will be solved in 5 years. In 3.5 years from now, I don't think it will be solved.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that since, like, in 8.5 years from now, like 10 years since, I think it will be solved. Maybe even less. I really, really think it's a problem that can be solved.
How are you working on?
But basically, what we need to do is change the legislation. We need to convince enough people in the Knesset that we have to change the legislation and take away some of the power of the Bet Din and give them other power instead. But, you know, change the law of marriage and divorce in Israel, which is a big issue. But we're building now a political program, like mapping out the different parties, trying to see who we can work with. An idea we just had recently is to try working with business people in Israel, because some of them can put a lot of pressure on politicians. We work with the press. We've reached a peak with the press. The press is totally, they know, they're aware. Anything that has to do with divorce, people discuss with Sorobot Get. It's like obvious. In the past, at the end of February, we had this huge rally, a historical rally, basically, of 1,500 people that called to solve the problem of get refusal, called the government to take the steps that had to be taken to solve the problem. Many members of the parliament participated. It was a time of elections, purposely. And three parties, they discussed it in their... it was an issue that was discussed by many parties, the issue of get refusal. That's a dream come true. It was never that way. Now, of course, before elections, everyone promises things that at the end of the day they don't do. Okay, but that's fair enough. That's part of the political game. But just the fact that they promise, they even think it's important enough to promise, that's definitely one step ahead.